Environmentalists have been bringing campaigns critical of the president's environmental agenda to Wisconsin in recent weeks. They say the Bush administration eliminated Clinton's roadless rule that was designed to protect old-growth forests. The communications director for the Wisconsin Republican Party says it was a federal judge in Wyoming who threw out the rule. Chris Lotto says that's why the president is asking governors, mayors, and Native Americans to be involved in public land use issues. Lotto says that will improve access and flexibility while at the same time protecting sensitive areas.
At the end of the day, it seems like with a lot of the environmental policies of the Bush administration, it seems as though the administration's critics are taking issue more with procedure, the way these things are happening, rather than the policies themselves, because the policies themselves are far more in line with best practices than the folks in the Sierra Club and other critical groups would have you believe.
Lotto says while Republicans are criticized as having a lack of concern for the environment, it's a reputation that's undeserved.
I think it's stereotyping to a certain degree. I think it's not looking at the facts and just saying, Republican equals bad, Democrat equals good on this issue, that issue, or the other issue. I think that folks, frankly, just aren't taking the time to get both sides of the story.
Among the latest campaigns in Wisconsin against the president's environmental policies is the Sierra Club's Public Lands at Risk tour this week. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.